الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد To make true tawbah from the previous sin is very easy. In the computer, if the operator gives a wrong command and he feels that he has given the wrong command, then there is a command which is called undo command. Whatever you had done will be undone. So give the undo command and it will be as if you have not given any command. Similarly, this tawbah is undo command. Whatever you have done will be undone. التائب من الذنب كما لازم بلغ that the person who makes tawbah from the sins is as if he has not done any sin. There is an erase command in the computer. Whatever a person has done, he can erase it. He wants to erase the file, okay. Similarly, this tawbah is the erase command. A person, he can give this command and erase the effects of the previous sins. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they made so many types of bayat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported in the hadith. Number one was Bayat Islam, that when anyone wanted to accept Islam, he used to make bayat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, before migration, some people came from Medina to Makkah at the time of Hajj. They accepted Islam in Mina. That is called Bayat Aqaba Ula or Aqaba Thani. So that is the example of Bayat Islam. That whenever they wanted to accept Islam, they used to make Bayat. This is the first type of Bayat. Then second Bayat is Bayat Jihad. Whenever Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they wanted to make a commitment that they will offer their lives on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in jihad, they used to make bayat. The example is Bayat Ridwan. At the time of Hudaybiyah, they made bayat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is in Quran. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with those people who made bayat underneath the tree. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they were very happy by doing this bayat. And they used to say, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَ عَبَدًا. Then the third type of bayat is called bayat-e-tawbah, that when they wanted to make tawbah from the previous sins of life, then they used to make this bayat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example of the bayat-e-tawbah of the Sahaba is in Ahadith, in Bukhari Sharif. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the narrator of this hadith. He says that once there were a lot of Sahaba, Isabatun min ashabihi. A group of Sahaba were surrounding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he extended his hand and he said, why don't you make bayat with me? Then the Sahaba, they asked him that, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we should make bayat? What is the purpose of that bayat? Then he said that he will not commit this sin and this sin and this sin. He counted few sins. And we all made bayat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that we will not commit these sins in our life. So this is the example of bayat e tawbah. So Badr ibn Samit al-Anu, he is one of the very senior Sahaba. Waqana shahid Badran. These are the words of Bukhari Sharif. That he was also present on the day of Badr. Badri Sahabi. He said that we made this bayat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the example of the bayat of Sahabiyat is in Quran. Surah Al-Mumtahina. The verse of Quran goes like that. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iza ja'akal mu'minat. When these mu'minat, they come to you. The word mu'minat is indicating that they were sahabiyat. They already accepted Islam. If they were not, then it would have been mentioned, Iza ja'akal kafirat. Iza ja'akal mushrikat. Iza ja'akal munafiqat. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them, Iza ja'akal mu'minat. When these mu'mina, these women, they come to you, sahabiyat, who accepted Islam already, iman is in their hearts. So these mu'minat, they come to you. Why they come to you? Yubayi'naka, to make bayat with you. Why? They have accepted Islam. And why they want to make bayat with you? Then it has been explained, the objective of making bayat. Ala Allah yushrikna billahi shayya, wala yasrikna, wala yasina, wala yasulna awladahunna, wala yatina bibuhtan, yaftarinahu bayna idihinna warjulihin. So these are some major sins in Sharia. وَلَا يَعْسِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوْ. And this is the conclusion, that they will not disobey you in any part of their life. If this is the commitment, فَبَايِعْهُنَّ, you should make them bad. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ, and you should also make istighfar on their behalf. They will also make istighfar, and you should also make istighfar on their behalf. Then what will happen? إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and He is merciful. So this inna is a stamp, is an endorsement that any person who makes bayat or who makes bayat a tawbah, then it is a certification from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah if tawbah is made in this sunnah way. Now in hadith, there is narrator's link. Now if the narrator's link goes directly up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then this hadith is called hadith with sanad muttasil. And hadith with sanad muttasil has got his high rank, very big importance, because its sanad is muttasil. Such as the hadith has got sanad muttasil, it has its importance. Similarly, this amal of making tawbah has got its sanad muttasil with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you will make tawbah in front of me, I made tawbah in front of my sheikh. He made tawbah in front of his sheikh. He made tawbah. And we have all the names of our mashayikh until it reaches Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And he made tawbah in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it has sanad muttasil. This amal. In hadith, the saying, the word, the matan has sanad muttasil. And this amal has got sanad muttasil. So it has very big importance. So when we will make tawbah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins and He will give us the tawfiq to have a good life in our coming time. So this is bayat e tawbah. Very simple to understand. So at this time, the person has to make three intentions. Number one, that he is making this bayat to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, his intention is to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one, that he wants his own islah and tarbiyat from the shaykh. Because shaykh is just like a teacher. And the person is just like a student. The student always he needs education, word of advice from the teacher. So these are the three objectives. Very easy to understand. And this is the barakat of this bayat, that after making this tawbah, it's very easy to practice every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It becomes very easy. These are the benefits of that. That one feels a sudden increase in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. He feels a determination in himself to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People write us, they say, after making tawbah, I feel there was some blanket of hypocrisy on me which has been thrown away, and now a pure person he has come out from that blanket. So this is the difference. So all those brothers who want to make true tawbah at this point of time, then they have to recite some words. First I will recite khutbah and then those words, and they have to recite these words after me. So those brothers, they have to come closer and they have to hold this sheet of cloth. Come closer. Separate it. Aage phaila do. Those sisters who want to make true tawbah, they should listen these words attentively. They should make intention in their hearts that I am making tawbah from all the previous sins of my life, and in future I make a commitment to obey the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with this intention, inshallah, when they will read the sentences after me, inshallah, they will make true tawbah. Now listen to the khutbah, please. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Please read these sentences through the core of your heart. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه
وصفاته
وقبلت جميع أحكامه إقرار باللسان وتصديق بالقلب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. After reciting these words, now Alhamdulillah you have made to Tawbah. Just listen to few amal which you have to do every day. Number one, you have to be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart. Hand should be busy in the work and the heart should be busy in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called Dast Bakar Dil Bayar. Hand to be busy in the work and heart to be busy in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first one. Then few minutes you have to be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if your heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. This is called muraqabah. To sit down in waiting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are coming in your heart. So to sit down few minutes, just feel as if your mind has been detached from all the worldly thoughts. And there is nothing, no earth, no sky, nothing except there is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is showering His blessing on my heart and my heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Don't say with your tongue. Feel as if your heart is saying and you are listening. And it's something very strange that just after practicing a few months or few days, one feels as if the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. He starts feeling subhanAllah. You know, this sound system has got a speaker. And in the speaker, there is no live person. So how we get the sound? There is a membrane. And then this membrane vibrates due to the magnetic field. And that small membrane, when it vibrates due to the magnetic field, it generates sound. So if a dead body, a material which has no life, if it vibrates and generates the sound, then if our heart will vibrate, can it not produce any sound of Allah, Allah, Allah? It can. But the secret is that only the person whose heart is making zikr of Allah, he can only understand it and listen it. No one else can listen it. And it is in this word. You know, in some of the big godowns, if there are pests, so to repel these pests, to the rats, for example, people have made a small electronic component. If you put this component inside, it produces sound with such a frequency that the human beings, they don't listen it. But the rats, they listen it and it is so hard for them as if someone is beating a drum in their ears. So when they listen this much of sound, they just go away from that place. So the name of that electronic machine is Bye Bye Rat. Bye Bye Rat. So it generates sound. The rats, they listen it. We don't listen it because its frequency is beyond our own zone. We have a special frequency zone. From this much hertz up to this much, we can listen. below than that and higher than that, you cannot listen. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this zikr and set the frequency which can only be tuned by his own person, the person whose heart is saying Allah. He can only listen it, no one else can listen. So this is a secret in between the humble servant and his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. میانِ عاشق و معشوق رم ریس کرامن کا تیرا ہم خبر اس امکان ولا تطیع من اغفلنا قلبه عن ذکرنا and you should not follow the person whose heart we have made غافل from us. So ذکر قلبی, the proof of ذکر قلبی is from this verse. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ وَالذِّكْرِنَا. And then there is another verse in Quran. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ أَيْ فِي قَلْبِكَ. The Muhassarin, they wrote that you should remember Allah SWT through your heart. Muhammad Mufti Manshadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he wrote in Ma'arif al-Quran that وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَذَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا. This verse indicates the proof of the zikr of heart from the Quran. Rasulullah, he used to make the remembrance of Allah through his heart. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yadhkurullah ta'ala fi kulli ahyanihi. It's in the hadith that Rasulullah, he used to remember Allah ta'ala in each and every moment of life. How? From the heart. That's why Rasulullah said, my eyes they sleep, my heart does not sleep. Tanam wa inaya wala yanam qalbi. So this is the heart of the person, remember. Okay, let me give just a simple proof. Very simple. If the son of a mother is away, and the mother, she happens to talk to the son on phone, what does she say? Oh my son, my tongue remembers you, my eyes remember you, my brain remembers you. What does she say? She will normally say, my heart remembers you. So simple to understand. Every mother will say, oh my son, my heart remembers you. So to remember someone is the function of the heart. Similarly, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the function of the heart of a person. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart. وہ جن کا عشق صادق ہے وہ کب فریاد کرتے ہیں, وہ جن کا عشق صادق ہے وہ کب فریاد کرتے ہیں, لبوں پہ مہر خاموشی دلوں میں یاد کرتے ہیں. دل میں یاد ہوتی ہے اللہ کی. So we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart. So this is muraqabah. Then we have to recite the Holy Quran at least one para every day. And we have to recite Durood Sharif 100 times in the morning, in the evening. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. And we have to make istighfar 100 times in the morning. And astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. So these are only five amal. To be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, to make muraqabah, to make tilawat-e-Quran, to make durood sharif, to make istighfar. And then if you have any feeling or you want to have, you know, ask any question, then you can have my email, contact, and you can always communicate with me. This is a new time of communication. MashaAllah. The whole world is a global village. Yes. So alhamdulillah, you can find it from Dr. Hussain Abdul Sattar. He can give it to you. You can ask questions from him, ask guidance from him, because he has done this course, what you want to do. And if you want to communicate to with me, you can also do it through email, through telephone, through writing some letters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us so that we may be able to clean our hearts. Jazakumullah. Subhanallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ربنا اجعلنا واجعلنا من المتقين الله خير حافظا وهو ارحم الراحمين صلينا الى ايمنا وسيدنا اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزين في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم تب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك جزاكم الله خيرا.